Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. How many of you either sent a card, made a phone call, said a prayer, spent some time thinking about your mom this weekend? Great. Thank you. I'm Alan Warren, and today's message is using our gifts, sharing God's love. And I want to thank you for coming out on this rainy, cold, miserable. Did I tell you there's snow in the forecast? I'm kidding. But still, it feels like it. Weekend that obviously is full of family activities and family expectations. So thank you for coming. You will learn a very unique point in this passage from Acts today. And one of the things that the early church was known for. And then we'll take a moment to ask ourselves what we want to be known for, both as individuals and as a church, as Dorcas was known for some things in this passage. And then we'll look at how Leonard, on the show The Big Bang Theory, if you know that show, brought some healing and wholeness to a rocky relationship he had with his own mom on the show. Can I share with you a little bit about myself this morning? Thank you. Some of you, probably more in the choir, noticed that there's some shirts up here this morning. And if you take a really close look at them, you will notice these are clergy shirts. Okay? And so I feel a little bit like the story of Dorcas this morning, in that when I was ordained, my mom made me a variety of clergy shirts in different colors, sort of to send me off on my way. And these are the ones that are left. And if I suck in my stomach really well, you know, I can still get into them, you know? But anyway, it was a cool thing my mom did to kind of bless and encourage me on my way over 30 years ago. So a question I have for you today is, what is one way you remember your mom blessing and encouraging and trying to support you on your way? Try and find someone who you usually don't talk to. Introduce yourself. And if you don't feel like chatting this morning, you can reflect in silence on how your mom has influenced your life. Okay, go. Today or on your way home. Now, the reason I chose this passage from Acts today is because it shows a woman who used her gifts and talents, possibly even her business sense, to help and encourage others. And I thought that was a nice message for Mother's Day, thinking of how our moms use their gifts and talents to help and encourage us along life's way. Now, one of the other stories I could have shared with you about my mom is that she was a secretary at Lufkin Rule in Windsor before she was married. But then, like the women of her age, either when she was married or when Joan came along, she quit working outside the home. But my mom continued to use her typing skills to edit, correct, and type my university papers, which was wonderful. And she didn't just edit, correct my university papers, she also did them for many other students who did master's or doctorate thesis. I remember picking them up at university, bringing them home, and then being the go-between for these. Now, unfortunately, when I studied to become a minister, which is when I started writing more papers than I'd ever done in my life, I was started in engineering, then did math. Guess what happened? I moved away from home. Mom sent me off with this old Underwood typewriter and said, good luck. You know, I was in sheer panic, let me tell you. I've never seen so much red circling in my life. Anyway, it's not one of my strengths. Thank goodness you don't read these notes, okay? That's all I have to say about that. Now, how many of you today think it's okay for a woman to be a minister? Anybody here? Awesome. Thank you. Wonderful. How many of you think it's okay, you know, for a woman to be a doctor, you know, an engineer, firefighter, police officer, all those married things? Thank you very much. That's awesome. Would you like to know a little side note about this passage from Acts today? Thank you. Do you know that the New Revised Standard Version describes Tabitha as a disciple? The Good News Bible uses the word believer, which doesn't give full weight to the position Tabitha had in the church. Do you know this is the first and only time in the whole New Testament that the feminine form of the Greek word for disciple is used? So that's quite amazing. I love what one author said about this fact. Have you ever heard the argument that women cannot be leaders in the church because it's not biblical? You ever heard that said? I have. I'm glad that you haven't. That's awesome. Well, as this author said, apparently, someone forgot to tell Luke that, because here it is in black and white. Luke being the author of both the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts. And if you read through Luke, women play a more predominant role in that Gospel than in the others. So today we recognize and honor the positive contributions of women in our lives, both as moms, but also in the many other roles that women play in our communities. Doctors, nurses, coaches, teachers, volunteers, both inside and outside the home, inside and outside the church. As that one author said, I have known at least one Tabitha in every congregation I have ever served. So I have another question for you this morning. What would you like to be known for? Think of that. What do you want to be known for? In your family? The church? The wider community? The block where you live? At work? What would you like to be known for? Anybody brave enough to give a response?
Thoughtfulness.
What was that?
Thoughtfulness.
Thoughtfulness. Thank you. Anything else? Being kind, thank you. Anything else?
A Christian.
A Christian, thank you. Anything else?
Being helpful.
Being helpful, thank you.
A loving mother.
A loving mother, thank you.
Being funny.
What? Being a friend. I think you said buddy. Is that what you said? New friend, okay. Thank you.
Being funny.
Being funny. Absolutely. Having a sense of humor. Awesome. Do you remember what Tabitha or Dorcas was known for in this Bible story?
Sewing.
Thank you. The many coats and jackets she made for others. She is also described as being, thank you. She spent all her time doing good and helping the poor. She was known for being compassionate. Wow. Isn't that a great thing to be known for? Being compassionate. And if you dig a little deeper, there might be a lot more in these statements. Because think about it for a moment. Was the Roman Empire generally very kind to women?
No.
Exactly. Thank you. Very male-dominated society. So here is a woman who probably made her living as a tailor. Businesswoman. She herself may have been a widow. Who made her way in a very male-dominated business world. Did she use her business solely for her own welfare? No, exactly. She helped others. Was it any people? She focused mostly on widows. Women, usually elderly, with no means of support in a male-dominated society. No social services back then, folks. You know, you were on your own, especially if you did not have family to take you in. Did you know one of the things, would you like to know one of the things the early church was known for? Read the beginning of Acts chapter 6. They were known for taking care of widows. People who were generally at the bottom of the social ladder without any means to take care of themselves, especially in the ancient world. Wow. So besides asking yourself, what do you want to be known for? Maybe a challenge for us as Appleby United Church is, what do we want to be known for as a church in this corner of Burlington? Are we simply a property on the corner of Henderson and Spruce that people cut through to get to the park one way or the other, walking their dogs? I see that fairly often. Or are we something more?
We're known for our outreach.
We're known for our outreach. Thank you very much. The evidence is out in the hallway there. What do we want to be known for in this community?
Helping others.
Thank you. Helping others. Awesome. Now, I have another challenging question for you. We know that Appleby has a heart for helping others. Out there, we've collected crayons and things for the Woman's Halton's Place, children's craft supplies. In the hall the past couple weeks, people have been asked to sign up for the Case for Kids Walk, Run, Ride that supports children's programs in Hamilton. You're also asked if you want to have fun playing golf, which again supports local ministries. Now we all know that who gather here. I want to ask the challenging question. If we, one Sunday, decided to walk around, let's say 6 blocks of here, knock on people's houses, we divide you up, and say, do you know anything about Appleby United Church? How many do you think would respond? They know about our rabbit sale. Thank you. They know about our rabbit sale. Awesome. So that's a challenging question for us. We know we have a heart for helping others. How do we tell that story? Because it's a story that needs to be told. Now Luke, the author of Acts, wants to make sure a message gets out. And the message that God, who created the world and raised Jesus from the dead, is still active in that world, bringing about healing to the diseased. Just prior to this passage, Peter heals a man who is lame, brings hope to those that despair. In our passage, widows were being cared for, and life where death seems to reign. Now, in our scientific world, we may find this passage hard to believe. Tabitha, who had been prepared for burial, okay, gone through the washings, that Peter prayed and commanded Tabitha get up, and she was brought back to life. We know of miracle stories where people have overcome incredible odds and been made well. But we also know that they are rare exceptions, and we pray for many who still die and are laid out in the upper room. To enter the book of Acts, we do not need to check our minds at the door when we come to church, but we do need to remain open to the fact that God is still at work in the world. That the Spirit of God is still working in the hearts and minds of individuals and through human society to bring about healing and wholeness for a bruised and broken world that we get tired of reading about in the news, seeing on the internet, and on the evening news. I guess I should have said the paper. I read the paper the most. Okay? That there's still good news stories going on. Take a moment to think about the forces that came into play to overcome slavery. How about desegregation? What about the mounting groundswell in our society for concern of the environment? Can I share another little story with you this morning? Thank you. Do you know I like to sail? I think I've told a few of you that I like to sail, and I can't wait. Like, it's got to get warmer because I'm going to be out on a boat soon. Okay? The end of May, rip season starts down in Port Dover. So I was at the Port Dover Yacht Club Thursday night for the opening meeting of race season. Do you want to know what was one of the things on the agenda? Plastic. The use of plastic. Not only on your boat, but you were encouraged to have conversations around your family table around plastic. What you do with it, how you can reduce the use of it. The person who stood up, who I think is the commodore of the club, said, and it wasn't that long ago, there was a round the world race, okay, around the world. One of the boats took water samples on a regular basis. Do you know there was not one corner of the globe on this path that did not have micro contaminants of plastic in it? Think about that. There was not an ocean on the globe that doesn't have contaminants of plastic in it, where they started to break down or whatever. I found that disturbing and staggering, that our oceans are being continually contaminated with plastic. Wow. Switching gears. Has anyone ever heard of the TV show Big Bang Theory? Anybody ever heard? Thank you. Any of you watching? For those who don't have their hands up, which of you would like to briefly say what the show's been about? Anybody here? Could you briefly say what the Big Bang show's about?
Nerds.
What? Nerds. Nerds. Thank you. Okay. Anybody fit in? and they work doing research at universities. Same university, I think. Anyway, one of them, Leonard, a world-class physicist, has had a difficult, ongoing relationship with his mom all the way through. Anybody know how many seasons there's been of Big Bang?
12.
Thank you, 12. That is staggering when you think of a TV show. It's been around for 12 seasons. So this was the second last season. Guess who's coming to visit?
Mom.
Fits in with Mother's Day, right? Leonard's mom is coming to visit. Leonard is on pins and needles. Relationship has been rocky, to say the least. All he's ever wanted is mom to validate him as a person, human being, and the work that he does. And somehow, something was mentioned, oh, Penny said, Leonard's wife, about the new job he had at the university. And she accidentally said, you should see it. And Leonard's mom says, I would love to. After Leonard picks himself up off the floor, right, because this has never happened before, he says, wow, that would be great, Mom. I'd love to show you my work. So he takes her and shows the thing, and she found some interest. Wow, that was cool. Only to discover later in the show, okay, his mom is also a doctorate in psychology, and she's writing a new book on parenting, and in a sense, he's always been treated like a specimen, and this was just one more research project. That's why she was coming, you know, to do some research on how her son turned out. To say the least, he's heartbroken, he rants and raves, you know, from a high down to a low, at his friend. She's been cold and personal and very critical of Leonard all his life. So, at the end of the show, he confronts his mom. He says, you don't know how badly you have hurt me. Then he says some strange words. I forgive you. I guess if I want you to accept me for who I am, he's a world-class physicist, he's actually made it, he's got friends, he's married, he's done well in life. If I want you to accept me for who I am, then I guess I need to accept you for who you are. Even though he doesn't like it. His mom genuinely doesn't know how to respond. She almost comes to tears, very rigid woman, and she slowly makes her way over to Leonard and tries to give him a hug. It's something she's not used to doing or even knows how to do. Families are generally a very mixed bag. None of them live up to the Hallmark greeting cards. They have good points and not so good points, and they all have room for improvement. And as individuals, we all are works in progress. So the faith, church, our relationship with God is an attempt to understand that we are loved beyond measure, full stop, by the mystery, wonder, and awe that we see in the universe that we call God. And based on that unending love for us, hopefully we get the courage to help us to learn to love ourselves better, to help put aside some of our own needs from time to time so we can genuinely love others. As Leonard did on the Big Bang Theory when he forgave his mom for not living up to his expectations. What do you want to be known for? Personally and as this community of faith called Appleby. Tabitha was known for doing good works and helping the poor. using her gifts and talents of showing and making shirts and coats for people in the community. What do you want to be known for? What do you want Appleby to be known for? And how can we use our gifts and talents to help share God's love in the world? Thanks be to God. Amen.